Congratulations, congratulations for the new year, which will be filled with complete newness. On seeing his intense effort maker children, Bap Dada, on seeing all his children, is congratulating for the new year. At the beginning of the new year, every child must have brought some newness. Must have had an aim of bringing newness in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships. In practical form, so that there is newness in the new year. You must have brought in your intellect that in the steps of effort you are taking, you are bringing some or the other newness in you.
Purusha Dattika Ar
forward. An effort maker, the meaning of an effort maker is of course the one who is putting his steps forward, that is moving forward. So Bhakta watching that Bhaktada was noticing that how each child, whilst making efforts, was creating the elevated thought of moving forward. Oh, Baba is saying, you must have thought this for the new year. So, those who have made this determined thought in themselves that we will move forward, they raise their hand. Those at the back, I have you also raised your hand if you have really made the determined thought to move forward. Baba is looking around to see who have raised their hands. The confluence age is the age for taking steps forward. Must have adopted a method or means for taking your steps forward for that. Whether for the self, the easiest and elevated method so this easy and elevated method must have been your aim for moving forward.
Koi na koi
in order to move forward, whether in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships. I have to take I have to keep the aim to take steps forward. The one who has kept this aim, raise your hand. The one who has kept this aim, raise your hand. It is good. You have raised your hand high, very well. And everyone laughs. Are those sitting at the back also raising their hand? Raise your hand high up. Baba is showing them how to raise their hand. You are raising your hand very well. When seeing your hand of effort raised, Baba is happy. Baba is happy on seeing your hand of effort raised. And if this is so, then your aim and your qualifications will remain alike. So, you must have made your plans in this way. You have made it, not that you have not. Bab Dada has seen it, that many children have made plans for the self. And Bab Dada is happy. To see that how the plan and its practical shape are alike. So you will definitely fulfill your aim and thereby gain qualifications for that. You'll do that, won't you? You will do that, won't you? Bab Dada. According to the necessity, keeps looking at the accounts of the children and gives the blessing that may you move forward. Bab Dada noticed that many have a very good aim. However, as they move along, some or the other circumstance comes in their way, and that loosens their aim, or that makes their aim weak. The aim they have kept is very good. And Bhaktada is happy to see the aim they keep, but to move forward keeping that aim, in that some difference is noticed. But still, Bhaktada observed, that the aim of majority is good. Now, the aim and the qualifications necessary for that both should move forward simultaneously. To pay attention to this constantly, that is the need now. So now the need is to maintain the aim and the qualification needed for that to move along together simultaneously. You think and you should do it. So thinking and doing both should be together. This is necessary. Trivial matters do come, but these are like small papers, tests. These are like small tests. But to move forward, whilst being in those tests, in that you have to give more attention to this. Why? Because Bhaktada has the record of each child. Just as you keep your own record, similarly, even Bhaktada keeps looking at your record from time to time. Your aim is very good. at the time when you make the plan, you do it. You make that plan with great zeal and enthusiasm. However, after some time,
attention,
you have to also give attention to that. Because all of you know that in order to fulfill the aim, you do give little bit of attention, but it's number wise. Therefore,
kiss number.
So, therefore, where you stand, what number is yours, that also you understand. Baba has seen that your understanding is very good, but along with the understanding, you are also doing good checking of that, but whilst moving along, some situations come in between, and thereby intense efforts thereby they change intense efforts into ordinary efforts. And Bap Dada, on seeing each and every child, and Bap Dada, on seeing every child, wants that your attention should be constant. Yeah, even if any situation comes, but your attention should not lessen, not reduce. Otherwise, Bap Dada has also observed that there are many children who have kept a very good aim, and they are also moving according to that aim. However, this word however comes. Time is waiting for you. Time is waiting for you. Your aim is good. Checking is also good. But from time to time, in between, some or the other situation pulls you towards itself. and the final result will be suddenly. There won't be a date fixed for that. Bap Dada wants to Bap Dada wants everyone to become number one in their efforts. Bap Dada wants to see that every child is number one in their efforts. And Bap Dada has noticed that every child is having that aim, but then sometimes somewhere they come in wrong company and they are influenced by laziness, carelessness of that company. You have experienced both, haven't you? Because such souls then think that they will be able to do it at the right time. So they think that at that time they will give the attention, but then the attention, how much attention is being given, that is noted, because more the time the attention is given, more will be your result. Because if there are breaks in between, then it can become a common result. It will become an ordinary result. But if it is intense all the while, then the result will be different. Because to make intense effort should be your nature. But here, sometimes it is intense, sometimes it is not intense. This becomes the nature. Bap Dada wants that you should pay attention, you should look at yourself all the time. All the time. It should not be something ordinary. It should be intense. Now all of you are in the list of the old ones. There are only few who are new, but majority of you are in the list of the old ones in Gyan. of white paper. And the final paper will be suddenly. No date will be fixed. Therefore, you need to make your speciality become constant, because the paper, the test, doesn't come every time. It comes in between from time to time. Therefore, you have to keep attention all the time, because the paper can come any time. Yes, you do keep attention, and to those who give attention constantly, Bap Dada puts them in the list of intense effort makers. They give attention, they pay attention, but then sometimes intense efforts, at other times the test comes, then in those tests, little bit difference comes in their stage. Therefore, Bap Dada, on seeing all the children, is of course happy. To see that how the children day by day are definitely giving attention to the self. They are paying attention on the self. It's not that they leave paying attention to the self. It's not like that. They do pay attention on the self. But they are number wise. And Bap Dada gives attention when draws your attention when you come in a gathering, in a big group. But there is definitely a difference in the speed of the efforts of the children, and it is visible that some children are careless. They say it will take place, it will happen, it will be done. This is included in their thoughts.
Or Bap Dada said that
but Bab Dada wants. Yes, of course, there are a few out of hundreds of thousands. And yes, they do pay attention, and it is necessary that they pay attention to. And Bab Dada knows that in the final paper, it will all happen suddenly. That the final paper will take place suddenly. The situations will also come in that way. This is why don't be slack in your checking. Bab Dada, whatever Bab Dada describes, you have to see to yourself and make sure that whether you are checking in that way or not. You do keep hearing Bab Dada saying it, don't you?
Bab Dada.
What does Bab Dada want? At least that you have to pay attention to. So for that, at night before going to bed, there is need to check of the whole day, because you get tired when you are walking through the day. At that time you do think that you should give attention to the self, but then because of the tiredness, that tiredness pulls you, and you're not able to do it. Therefore, seeing the time, Bab Dada is drawing your attention again and again. Do not be careless in this task of paying attention to the self. Bab Dada, notices that the children are making their efforts in many ways. They are paying attention. It's not that they are very careless. But then the time will come suddenly.
कोई भी समय आता है.
इट कैन कम एट एनी टाइम. This is why Baap Dada thinks and also tells every child, attention please. In every subject, you should at least get pass marks. At least get pass marks in each subject. If the number is not very high, that's another matter. But if the attention is there, and the transformation is there, this is what you need to check. Whether attention is there, transformation is there, this is what you have to check and find out. Make sure that there's no carelessness, because in carelessness it is said it'll happen, it'll take place, not a big thing. But to say in this way is carelessness in paying attention.
So Baap Dada har bacche ke purusharth mein.
So Baap Dada is happy when he sees the efforts being done by majority of the children, but from time to time in between, Maya takes its chance in between. So on one hand, Baap Dada is also congratulating you for the efforts you are making, but with that is also drawing your attention. Attention means no tension. Attention means no tension. Any type of tension, it shouldn't be there. There should be full attention in every subject. It shouldn't come in the mind, well, if I'm not very good in this subject, it doesn't matter. But even one number less, one mark less, can do a lot of harm. Therefore, Baap Dada doesn't want that even one single child should do ordinary efforts. Each one should do intense efforts. This gathering, as it is happening now, takes place only sometimes. On seeing this gathering, and meeting Baap Dada in this way, you get the enthusiasm. But this enthusiasm should continue even in the future. But in that, minor situations they make the attention slack. So Bab Dada is happy. That from time to time, in between, you two keep programs of meeting in big groups by meeting face to face, the zeal and enthusiasm increases. This even Bab Dada is noticing. Therefore, each one should consider yourself to be responsible and thereby do your own checking. And remain cautious on your own. Are all of you okay? Raise your hand if you are okay. Are you all okay? Bab Dada makes you, when Baba tells you to raise your hand, you all raise and Bab Dada is happy to see that. But then many children are very clever. They say, Baba, at that time I was okay. That's why I raised my hand. And that's not true too. At that time you're okay now and you raise your hand, but then later on you're not. You say, but I raised my hand because I was okay at that time. But you are the ones who are to make others also move forward. If you say we are okay, that's fine, you say you're okay. That Bab Dada also knows that you're okay. But this certificate should be constant that I'm okay. That is, you have to pay so much attention on yourself all the time. Then what will happen if you pay attention on yourself all the time? Then Bab Dada will be happy and you yourself, the one who is making efforts, will also be happy with the efforts. And then your companions, your cooperative hands, even they will be happy. So Bab Dada is happy when you raise your hand. When you raise your hand, Bab Dada, Bab Dada thinks that at least even if you're not okay, but if you raise your hand, then you will get the strength for the future at least. So that's fine if you raise your hand. You yourself will understand. Now, for example, tomorrow someone has to face a test. Some paper comes, then the thought will come, no, I raised my hand yesterday in front of Baba, but now this test paper has come. and then you will correct yourself and move forward because you raised your hand today. So this is what Bap Dada wants from you, that every child, just as now you are sitting face to face, sitting so close, you are very happy. Similarly, in the final stage also, you should be as happy as you are now. You have to pass in every death, everything. Pass. Staying pass. Passing in everything and making past is past. Not I will think. No. It is past. You are past. That's what you have to be. So what do you think? You will pass, won't you? Or you are doubting yourself, pass or not? Those who think that now we will surely pass very well. Raise your hand. Wow, Baba is saying very good. Yeah, Bap Dada is very happy to see all of you raising your hand. It looks so good. You have the enthusiasm. But there are the minor things, trivial matters, which become obstacles. So you have to make effort to finish these things. You do think about it, that it will not happen in the future, but still it takes place. It happens according to the result up to now. Those who think that from now onwards this transformation will be permanent, I will definitely be transformed, they raise their hand. You're raising your hand so well that you make Bap Dada so happy. Yes, it's very good. So Bap Dada is with you and therefore your hand also cooperates with you. Because Bap Dada is with you. But you have to keep Bap Dada with you all the time. This is only for 2 hours that Bap Dada is with you here now. But it should be always. So just keep the experience of being with Baba all the time. Don't consider yourself to be alone. Keep Bap Dada with you all the time. Now, next time, till next time Bap Dada meets you, you will remember this, won't you? Now raise 2 hands in this, that you will always remember this, whatever Bap Dada has said today. Raise both your hands.
तो अभी हमें रात्रि को बाप दादा को सामने रख.
So every day at night before going to bed, keep Bab Dada in front of you and give your result to Baba. At that time also you raise your hand and give and make Bab Dada happy. There should be no mistake committed, neither in thoughts, nor words, nor actions. Can this be possible? So no mistake is committed either in thoughts, words, action. Raise your hand in this. Your Bab Dada is happy that you raised your hand in this. However, when anything happens, then at that time, your companions, all those who are effort makers, you should tell them. And then give them a promise. Okay, you may not give a promise to anyone else, but at least you can promise yourself, keeping Baba in front of you. You make a promise, keeping Baba in front of you, and promise to yourself, because the in the result, even the period, the amount of time you were okay, even that is counted. Being good sometimes is fine, but then in the final marks, the amount of time you were good is also seen, will also be seen. That will also be accounted for. Therefore, every night before going to bed, remember this gathering and the hand you raised in this gathering, and remember that you have raised your hand, that you will bring a permanent transformation. Or did you say, I will think? You raised your hand for permanent transformation, is it not? So those who are really courageous to do this, that from today onwards, whatever you have thought of becoming complete, perfect, that will remain constant, eternal. Can this be possible? Past is past. Now, at this time, in front of the whole gathering, on seeing yourself, all of you are seeing, don't think that others are watching me, but just see yourself in front of Bab Dada and make a promise to Baba. Baba saw you and you saw Baba, and Baba knows about the promise. That's all. Don't think of anybody else. Can this be possible? The one who has this courage. Because if for any reason some obstacle comes, because reasons do come, but let it be any reason, I will not leave my seat of completion, perfection. Raise your hand in this. Okay. Okay, congratulations. Now, anyone who did not raise your hand, that one will feel ashamed, no? This is why Baba will not tell such ones to raise their hands. But then if the enthusiasm is there and you raise your hand, that you will do it, come what may, raise your hand. Why does Baba make you raise your hand? Actually, Baba knows everything what the result will be. But by making you raise your hand, you get help from it. Because this hand when you raise now will help you. Because in the midst of such a big gathering you raised your hand, it's not a small thing. This is why so think, what is the meaning of transformation? Okay, you promised by raising your hand, by saying it in words. Okay, this promise which you have made. But and if you still don't do it, then you will come in the line, means it will be visible. Then, and if something happens, then that time remember, I had raised my hand in the midst of the gathering. Because now you are raising your hand, Baba will be happy. But then, at that time too, you remember it and change. That is also very important. So, if any situation comes, remember that you had raised your hand. Then you get help. So, by remembering this, you will experience the help from Bap Dada. Because in the midst of so many brothers and sisters, you promised yourself in the heart, and that will help you. Because Bap Dada wants that every child, whoever is present here at this time in this hall, of course you have kept the courage. You do want to become that, otherwise why would you raise your hand? Whose will see if you are not raising your hand? But you do raise your hand, you think about it, you keep the courage, and you have to keep watering that courage. But what you do, you make a promise and then forget about it. But you have to keep watering that promise. You have to remember it all the time. See, such a big gathering this is. Bap Dada is of course in front of you, but so many Brahmins in front of Bap Dada. So each one, in the midst of all the Brahmins, you raise your hand. So that will have a strong impact on you. It's not that you don't want to. You raise your hand means you do want to change. So if you want to change and you raise the hand for that, then it is possible. Not that it is not possible. So as it is possible, you should make it more strong in you. You should have the determined thought, yes, I will become. It's you who are going to become. Who else is going to become? It's you who are going to become, is it not? Therefore, keep faith in yourself that we will surely do what we have said. It's okay, is it not? It's right? Even otherwise, it is said that one cannot forget what he has said. So if anything happens at any time, you remember, I have said this, I have done this. Now also you say, we will do it, because you want to do it, is it not? So you want to do it, and that's why you are saying it. So you have to make a determined thought in yourself. Bring the scene at Amrit Vela in your mind and see what thought you created. See, so many brothers and sisters are here and they're all happy to see each one of you. You have given happiness to so many souls. You raised your hand and everyone was happy, is it not? That means you gave happiness to so many brothers and sisters. So don't forget that you gave happiness to so many brothers and sisters. You can remember this, can't you? Can you remember this? That I was in such an atmosphere and I experienced this. Transformation has to take place, is it not? Even there, you will not stay together if the transformation is not there. You will stay far away. Will you like it to stay far away? Okay, in golden age, you won't even come to know who is who. But then at the end, in the result, when you will come to know that what each one's number is, then what will be your result? That time also you won't like it. Therefore, make a determined thought. Situations will come. You know it. You are experienced in it. You have to do it. You have to become complete, perfect. Keep this faith. I have to become it. This is your aim. All those who are sitting here, see so many are here. And so it is the aim of all of you, is it not, that I have to become perfect. So every night, check, are my qualifications according to my aim? I've raised my hand, so am I really that what I've raised my hand for? Check yourself. Let anybody else check or not, but you can check for yourself. Are all of you happy? How happy are you? How happy? How much? Baba is asking, how much? So don't lose your happiness. Though it is the end of Iron Age, but still you should always be happy. You are happy and you will always stay happy. Okay, did Baba say alright? Was he right when he said that you are happy and you will always remain happy? Now in this you can raise both hands. I am happy and I will always be happy. Now, if anything happens, then the teachers, the sisters, you have to, you can ask in the class that you all raise your hand, and therefore you have to remain firm in this, because in golden age too, you have to stay together or you want to be separated. You want to be together, is it not? You will rule together. You will stay together. You don't want to be separated, do you? This is why always remember that the company we are experiencing now, it's going to stay for half a kalpa. After that, whatever may happen, but for half a kalpa, we will stay together. And those who have faith in the intellect, what they think? That right from the beginning till the end, we will be together in different forms. Bapta that doesn't want any child to be separated. At Amrit Vela, every child should remember, I am together, I will be together, we are together, we will be together, and we will rule together. It is good. Bhaktada loves a big gathering. And in this way, in Satyuga also, If you'll be equal, then there too you will keep meeting in this way. You will meet each other, you will go to each other. So all of you are companions, aren't you? Are you called companions? Raise your hand if you think all of you are companions of each other. It is good. So you are companions and you will stay together. It will be so good. Of course, you will be staying separately, but then that love will enable, will be together. The dress will change, the body will change, but the mind won't change, the soul won't change. Body will change, the dress will change, but the mind won't change.
Achcha.
Okay.
I'll be finished.
Baba is saying, okay, we will meet again. But
Baba, तो आपके साथ नया वर्ष मनाना है.
Baba, we are to celebrate New
Year
with you. नया
वर्ष मनाना है, candle lighting करनी है,
there will be candle lighting ceremony, cake cutting ceremony.
और गुजरात वाले आए हैं, सेवा गुजरात वालों का है. 15,000 गुजरात के भाई बहने आए.
15,000 have come from Gujarat.
सभी गुजरात वाले उठ के खड़े होंगे.
All Gujarat stand up. have come from Gujarat. Very good, very good.
बैठ जाइए बाबा कहते हैं.
Sit down, Baba say. We have some exercise.
आवाज नहीं करिए गुजरात वाले.
It's Gujarat is more, it's better now, it's good. Gujarat has one speciality.
No, आवाज नहीं करो.
Gujarat has one speciality. One speciality of Gujarat is that not only are you together physically, but also in the heart you are together. If there is any necessity and the order comes, Gujarat comes immediately to help. There's the number is more. This also is a good fruit of service. Quantity is more in Gujarat of Baba's children.
बाबा डबल विदेशी भाई बहन आए हैं.
डबल फॉरेनर्स आल्सो.
डबल फॉरेनर्स, डबल विदेशी भाई बहन आए हैं.
सो ऑल डबल फॉरेनर्स स्टैंड अप. 500 डबल फॉरेनर्स.
और सिंधी ग्रुप भी है
एंड आल्सो सिंधी ग्रुप इज देयर. यूथ चिल्ड्रन
सभी खड़े होंगे. डबल फॉरेनर्स सिंधी भाई बहन भी खड़े होंगे.
आल्सो द सिंधीज ऑल प्लीज ऑल डबल फॉरेनर्स स्टैंड अप.
बाबा ये डबल विदेशी हैं, फॉरेनर्स हैं, फॉरेनर्स डबल विदेशी.
डबल फॉरेनर्स रेज योर हैंड. डबल फॉरेनर्स रेज योर हैंड. द चिल्ड्रन आर सिंगिंग.
कोई बात नहीं, खत्म हो गई यात्री.
Baba is remembering Gujarat. Gujarat is closed and you become good companion. Baba is thinking of Gujarat. Baba is not seeing. Double foreigners are here and their Sindhi group and the children, youth. Okay, you may sit down. So all, now Baba wants to see the double foreigners again. Of course, you originally are from Bharat, but you are now living abroad. Okay, now you stand up. Because at that time, when the Gujarat was standing, so it was too much confusion. Now Baba told them to sit, and now only double foreigners stand up. children are singing song. Children, raise your hand. Little children, raise your hand. Sing loudly. Children, raise your hand. Yeah. Why is Shashi been going away? Baba is saying only Gujarat. I don't know why Shashi Ben is
went there. Sabhi double videshi bhai bhai
baithenge. Okay, double foreigners sit down.
Sundar mudli chalai vardhan diye.
So Baba gave
all
the
blessings. Abhi Baba yaadgar dena hai. Main jaati hoon.
Now Baba wants everybody to be silent for 1 minute. It should be as if there's no one in the hall. Complete silence.
Baba yaad kar dena hai. Yaad aur ki bachon ko
to all the children everywhere. To each and everyone, lots and lots of yastya, love and remembrance on seeing each child. How Bhaktada is so happy. From wherever you may have come, whether from foreign countries or from this country, this land or foreign lands. But you now belong to the Father. This happiness all the children have, this joy all the children have.